This is Fresh Air. Our TV critic David Bianculli recommends the new six-part series Outrageous, now streaming on BritBox. Set in the 1930s, it tells the story of the infamously nonconformist Mitford sisters, whose parents were a lord and lady, but who themselves were less interested in marrying and settling down than fighting for various causes, some of them controversial. David says the period drama is entertaining in the same Anglophile-pleasing way as Downton Abbey or The Crown, but that it also carries a message of political division that hits closer to home and closer to today. Here's his review.
In the UK, the Mitford girls is a subject and a phrase that's instantly recognizable. So much so that when Mary S. Lovell wrote a detailed biography of them in 2001, she called her book The Mitford Girls. Except in America, where it was called The Sisters. But the story's the same, and these siblings indeed are fascinating. During the Depression, they lived the lavish life in a Downton Abbey-ish estate with their parents, a lord and lady they lovingly called Muv and Farve. But as they approached the age to be introduced into proper society, the Mitford girls had other ideas. Nancy, the eldest, became a published novelist, writing thinly veiled accounts of her own family dramas. One book, The Pursuit of Love, was made into a Prime Video miniseries in 2021, providing fine roles for Lily James, Dominic West, and Andrew Scott. But Outrageous, created and written by Sarah Williams, is based on Lovell's original biography and has quite a story to tell. For an American equivalent of what these Mitford sisters got into, and how infamous they got for doing it, it might be helpful to picture publishing tycoon heiress Patty Hearst becoming a gun-toting bank robber in the 1970s, or movie star Jane Fonda speaking out against the Vietnam War and being denounced by some as Hanoi Jane. In the 1930s, the Mitford girls pursued extreme, sometimes opposing, interests. One, Jessica, became an avowed communist and set out to fight for that cause. Another, Diana, became romantically involved with Oswald Mosley, founder of the British Union of Fascists. And a third sister, Unity, developed a crush on a charismatic rising politician and made it her life's mission to meet him, which she did, and his name was Adolf Hitler. While in Germany, she published a letter in support of Hitler's policies in a German newspaper. A letter which found its way back to her home country, reprinted in English, to the dismay of many who read it. Including her parents, Muv and Farve, who were played with understandable exasperation by Anna Chancellor and James Purefoy.
Where on earth did we go wrong with that girl?
We did not go wrong. I mean, I'm normal, you are normal, they all had a perfectly normal childhood. Yet each one of these girls is more perverse than the other.
As Outrageous ticks through the months and years of the Depression-era decade, its story begins in 1931 and ends in 1937, the girls' political alliances become as wild and unpredictable as their respective romances. Part of the story, as Sarah Williams frames it in this six-part drama, is oddly like adolescence. That's the recent unforgettable British TV production that looked at some shocking behavior by young people and asked not only what happened, but why. In the case of Outrageous, the questions include, why are some people drawn to certain causes and politicians and others repelled by them? And what happens to families, even close ones, when those divisions become raw and unavoidable? Those questions have echoes and relevance today. But even almost a century ago, they could generate some intense arguments. Here's a scene partway into Outrageous, just after Unity's pro-Hitler letter has been reprinted in England. Nancy, the eldest sister, visits another sister, Diana, to ask her to intervene on behalf of their parents. But Diana, who by now is deeply involved with the British fascist leader Mosley, responds angrily. Bessie Carter, who played Prudence Featherington in Bridgerton, stars as Nancy. Joanna Vanderham plays Diana.
Listen, Muv wondered if you would have a quiet word with Unity about her letter and just explain to her why everyone's so upset about it and perhaps encourage her to rethink what she's said if she clearly listens to you.
Certainly not. She's an adult now and she's entitled to her opinions.
But Nard, you cannot support what she said in that letter, all that hatred. I mean, you can't, can you?
Look, her views are her own. If that's what she thinks, I don't see how I can change it.
Oh, come on! You have a huge influence on her. You can't just sit by and do nothing. You can't condone it.
Neither Mosley nor I have anything against the Jews as a race. But what's happening in Germany, it's none of our business.
What? This isn't you. This is Mosley speaking, isn't it?
Don't be ridiculous.
Well, it's not the girl I grew up with. It's not you.
Don't tell me who I am or what I think. Just because you're the eldest.
Oh, it's got nothing to do with
doesn't
that.
Doesn't mean we have to fall in line behind you. We are all entitled to our own views, to be ourselves. Now, if you'll excuse me.
But that's it. Since you met Mosley, you're not yourself at all. You've changed completely.
You think you know me better than I know myself. Well, you don't. Just get out, will you? Now!
Oh, don't worry, I'm going.
Not all the scenes in Outrageous are that intense. Others are quite funny, and all of them are charmingly acted. One final observation. In the leading role, Bessie Carter should be singled out not only for her performance, but for her lineage. Her mother is Imelda Staunton, who played the elder queen in The Crown. And her father is Jim Carter, who played the head butler, Mr. Carson, on Downton Abbey. On a period production piece like Outrageous, that almost counts as TV royalty.
David Bianculli is professor of television studies at Rowan University. He reviewed the series Outrageous, streaming on BritBox. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, ProPublica investigative reporter Abram Lustgarten joins us to talk about the catastrophic flood that tore through central Texas. In the aftermath, FEMA failed to respond to most calls for help, and local warnings arrived too late. Lustgarten explains how this disaster reveals the cracks in our climate readiness and emergency response. I hope you can join us. To keep up with what's on the show and get highlights of our interviews, follow us on Instagram at NPR Fresh Air. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our senior producer today was Sam Brigger. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Lauren Krinzel, Teresa Madden, Monique Nazareth, Thea Challoner, Susan Nakundi, and Anna Bauman. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. Our consulting visual producer is Hope Wilson. Roberta Shurrock directs the show. With Terry Gross, I'm Tanya Mosley.